Bill, pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a plumbing problem.
Yes.
If the wife uses the sink for a long period of time or what? Runs the dishwasher.
Okay, which sink? The kitchen sink?
Kitchen sink.
Okay, all right.
Right next to the dishwasher. It's on the outside wall. And when she does that, we will get an odor in the basement directly underneath the sink and the dishwasher. Sewer odor. Now, all my traps are full, you know, so I'm not backing up gas anywhere. I don't have any leaks in the drain pipe at all. I've, you know, felt that all the way as far as I can in zero moisture. But I get this damn sewer odor that comes out.
And it does it every time you run a lot of water through the system.
Yep. Now, it helps if we'll run a bleach wash through the dishwasher. It'll help for about a week or so. You won't have it, but then it comes right back. And the only thing that I can think of, and I'm not a plumber, is, you know, your stack? I have a stack right there. Could it be that I could have a small pinhole in it, and as you use that, it's exhausting just a small amount of odor out of that? That's the only thing I can come up with.
Well, okay, here, let me explain the mechanics of it. I'm a licensed master plumber.
Right, right.
Okay, now. Let's assume, okay, first of all, if we make the assumption that all the traps are okay and the trap seals haven't been broken.
Correct.
Okay, then there's only two other sources of this gas, of the odor.
Uh-huh.
The one could be that the pipe above the trap, in other words, from the trap, from the end of the trap seal, you know, in the trap arm leading to the wall.
Uh-huh.
And I doubt that there's a hole in that line. It's generally above the T in the wall.
Yeah.
Because here's what happens. If there was a crack or a hole in the drain pipe of the P, you know, the P trap going back to the wall.
Right.
Believe me, there are times, like if you, for example, if you fill both of your double bowl sinks with water.
I've done that.
Okay, and if you then fill them to the brim and you take your hands and pull both stoppers at the same time, I am here to tell you that the entire drain pipe, the P trap and the pipe going to the wall, completely fills with water.
Okay.
I mean, it completely fills like a garden hose.
Okay.
Okay, so that meant if there was a hole or a crack in that pipe, you could test that. See what I mean?
Yeah.
By doing this. And if there was a crack or hole, water's going to squirt out of it. You know, like at the top of it.
Yeah.
All right. We already know if there's a hole or crack at the bottom, water will always squirt out of it, no matter when you run the water in the sink.
Okay.
Okay. Then that means if there's no hole there or crack, then it would be above that line in the vent line.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing it could be is.
If it's water doing it, wouldn't I get some kind of moisture on the pipe?
No.
At some time?
Not necessarily on the vent pipe. No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I mean, if the water fills up into it.
Well, remember, though, I said that this crack or hole could be in the vent line above the sink. No. When you let that water rush out of that sink and it hits the T behind the wall, maybe a little bit of that water squirts upward, maybe a half inch. Like, if you could have all your plumbing lines
in
clear glass. Oh, no, man. Oh, okay. It does not go upwards up to that vent. There's no way it does.
So that's what I'm thinking, that there's a hole in the vent.
Okay, maybe. But now, is the smell in the kitchen, or you said the room below?
The basement. You can walk up to the wall, and as closer to the wall you get, the stronger the odor is. And I'm tall enough in this old basement that I can get right up to the joist, and it's real strong. Or the back part of the dishwasher. When you first come in the back door, you can smell it right there by the dishwasher. And it's not, and you can smell the sink drain, and you have no odor. Or any drain in the basement, you have no odor.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a vent problem. I mean, I think that you've got a crack or a hole or something in the vent line. The only other thing it could be that I was getting to is what we call biofilm buildup in the actual piping above the water seal of the trap.
Okay.
In other words, this happens a lot in bathroom sinks.
Uh-huh.
In other words, I get email all the time from people who say, as soon as I run water in my bathroom sink, I get this horrible odor.
Yeah.
And what it is the inside wall of the pipe leading from the sink down to the trap gets coated with this horrible, we call it biofilm. It's this yucky, mucky, ugly stuff.
Yeah.
And it grows mold and bacteria on it. And when that water starts to run down the pipe, it actually liberates and puts into the air some of those bacteria molecules.
But wouldn't that come back up out of the drain?
Yes.
Well, that's what I have no odor out of the drain.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Yeah.
So exactly. So that's why I'm saying I think it's a vent pipe problem.
What do I have to do?
Well, it's kind of a tough thing. You may find a plumber in your area that can do a quick smoke test.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you have to do. You actually have to cap off the vent pipes up at the roof.
Okay.
We put a test plug down in the sewer line.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that only takes about a half an hour to do all that on the average house.
Yeah.
And then they actually would maybe in the kitchen sink area disconnect the P-trap and attach a little machine that pipes artificial smoke. It's not real smoke. It looks like smoke.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't smell. And they start piping that into the plumbing system under pressure. And if you've got a crack or hole somewhere, believe me, that stuff starts pouring out of the wall. And you'll know, like, oh, gosh, behind this wall, I've got a crack.
Well, that was my question. And the only thing, if that is what it is, then we have to do some wall demolition.
You bet. But that's how you're going to find it.
But
you know, the only other way, there's another way to do it, too. If you don't want to do the smoke test, you can do just compressed air.
Yeah.
In other words, you can cap the vent pipes at the roof. But the trouble is that with compressed air, you start blowing bubbles through all the traps and all the fixtures in the house. It's really a tough thing to do. It's really hard.
Yeah.
So the smoke test is the way.
And there's no other way other than replacing it.
Well,
I'm just hoping against hope. That's the reason I called.
Once you find that, let's just assume you find a crack in the vent pipe. It's not that hard to fix.
Yeah.
The hard part's going to be finding it.
Yeah, but don't you have to? It's right there. You know, of course, at the sink.
Well, then if you think it's right at the sink and you can get into that wall, take it apart and see.
That's what I'm saying. We have to remove the sink and everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, can you get it from the other side of the wall?
That's the outside wall.
Well, what's the outside made of?
Aluminum siding.
Well, you can undo the aluminum siding. Believe it or not, I can undo that aluminum siding easily.
Yeah.
You just take a razor knife and you score up high, you know, right where the one piece overlaps the other piece.
Yep.
You score and score and score, and you can actually take apart aluminum siding. Get a siding contractor out there. They'll show you how to take that apart.
Okay.
And that way, you don't have to tear your kitchen apart.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right, pal.